A pitcher's duel is on tap at Wrigley Field as John Lester and the Cubs host Adam Wainwright and the Cardinals, and this one would live up to the billing.
The starting pitcher for the Cubs is John Lester.
As Carpenter went, that's a strikeout. Swing and a miss, strike three. Ground ball, base hit.
Not you.
You know. It's always the pitcher, right? Feels like it. The first hit and base runner for the Cardinals midseason. Ritchick, Otters went to straightaway center. Gone into the juniper bushes for his second of the series.
Something about the eighth inning here for the Cardinals. Nine-run eighth yesterday, and out of nowhere here today, back-to-back home runs to take a 2-0 lead. I didn't get that vibe from Adam.
There is a base hit and a broken bat. Here comes Zobrist. Throw to the plate. We're tied. Tie ball game, 2-2. Bryant takes off, and that's blooped out into left center for a base hit. Let's see if Bryant will try to score. Around third. Here's the throw by Fowler. Save. Cubs lead. 3-2.
Wow.
Davis again. Swing and a miss. Cubs win. Davis still perfect. 19 for 19 in save opportunities. They come back and win it 3-2.
I guarantee you that was the pitch you wanted to make. That was a dandy. After a couple of walks and a bit of a struggle with Molina, he made a huge pitch to finish this ball game.
So the Cubs bounce back from Friday's loss and improve to 7-1 since the All-Star break. Here's their manager, Joe Maddon.
Beautiful game because we did one, of course. 2 days in a row, we played really good baseball. Yesterday, they beat us up in one inning, but another great game. We hung in there to the very end like we normally do. KB being able to play was a difference in today's game. A combination of the hit and his speed. I mean, I don't think anybody else scores on that. Maybe Jason possibly, Happer possibly, but KB is such a good base runner. He had it in his head the moment the ball was hit, and all Jones had to do was wave his arm. So that, you can't underestimate the importance of one person in the lineup. I talked about that before the game, and there it was. I like that, you know, offensively we're starting to use the whole field again, and I love that being part of the competition also. Look at Rizzo's hit right there, jam shot, left center. They're playing no doubles, and the moment it's hit, you know that KB can score. The other part is that he's running on the pitch. It's a full count. All those factors played in our favor. There's no waiting around right now. You know, everybody feels the same way, and we took advantage of the break, I believe. We've come back with renewed energy, and you don't want to give up anything right now. Like so I'm saying, like last night is a perfect example. Now they're lamenting the same situation tonight that we went through last night, so that's how this thing's going
to
play.
Chris Bryant returns to action Saturday after missing Friday's game with an injured finger. He ends up going 2-for-4 with the game-tying hit and eventual game-winning run scored.
How much better does the finger feel, the pinking finger, after that game-tying RBI?
Feels great. What a win. That was, we kind of stole that one from them. I mean, John pitched great, deserved the win. I mean, this is, kind of what we're all about. It's an awesome win.
You're standing on first, and Rizzo's got a full count. You know there's two outs. Walk us through mentally what you're looking at and how aggressive you were running the bases there.
Yeah, I mean, I got a head start with the full count. Riz does a good job of putting the ball in play. I don't know if the outfielders got a good read on it, but I got a good read on it and was able to score from first.
I saw him step up and kind of say something to you. Was he pointing out where it landed and how far you had to run? What was that conversation like?
Yeah, he said that was his best RBI of his life or something like that. And I think so, too. That was I didn't think I had a chance of scoring right when he hit it, but, you know, I don't think they got a really good jump on it, and I'm pretty fast.
You are pretty fast, Chris. All of the wins are big ones, but does this one feel especially good today?
Yeah, huge, especially against the Cardinals. And they have a lot of their fans here, which, we have a lot of fans at their place. But it's always good to beat them, and, you know, they're going to play us tough the rest of the year.
Chicago will go for the series win on Sunday night when Jose Quintana makes his first start at Wrigley Field as a Cub.